Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 86 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Sean Delaney.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
We're just going to say suspicious dead.
A body has been found in Elliott County.
Hepatitis A continues to spread through the region.
An energy company plans to invest over $300 million in Floyd County.
Road work is scheduled to begin in Lee County.
Brady Industries' upcoming aluminum plant is already creating ripple effects for the Eastern Kentucky economy.
In sports, the Cincinnati Reds just completed an afternoon game with the Mets.
Bud Luke ends the stock report.
50% chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Low of around 65 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Very little information is being released about a body found in Elliott County yesterday. Officials say a local was in the woods hunting for mushrooms on Tuesday afternoon when he discovered a body on the ledge of a waterfall. Coroner Steve Witt says he hopes to have more information to release tomorrow.
At this time, we're just going to say suspicious death, and we're treating it as such. You know, in case somebody's got a missing loved one out there and they get their hopes up or whatever, but it possibly could be a homicide.
Witt says the body probably would have gone unnoticed if the sun had not been shining or if the weeds had been higher in the area. The body was sent to Frankfort for an autopsy by the state medical examiner.
Illinois State Police have named the driver accused of killing a Moorhead State student in a hit-and-run in Chicago over the weekend. According to WKYT, 21-year-old Clinchay Little is charged with leaving the scene of a fatal crash and four counts of leaving the scene of a serious injury. 27-year-old Anan Al-Balawi, an international student studying at Moorhead State University, was walking up an on-ramp when he was struck by a car. That car was discovered several blocks away.
A Johnson County man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after a high-speed chase that sent five people to the hospital. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, 29-year-old Dustin Ratliff of Hager Hill pled guilty Monday to several charges. Ratliff was arrested in July of 2017 after police responded to a shoplifting call from the Catlettsburg Rite Aid. Ratliff and another suspect fled in a stolen vehicle and a chase ensued down U.S. 23. The chase ended in a three-vehicle crash, sending Ratliff and four others to area hospitals. A Boyd Circuit Court judge sentenced Ratliff to 15 years in the state penitentiary.
A Boyd County food worker has been found to have hepatitis A. WSAZ reports an employee at the Dairy Queen on 13th Street in Ashland was diagnosed Tuesday. Health officials say in a press release that the risk of infection for restaurant customers is very low. Employees at the Dairy Queen either have received a hepatitis A vaccination or will receive one before returning to work. This is the fifth food worker in Boyd County diagnosed with the disease.
A former Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School student accused of threatening to shoot his classmates has been indicted. WKYT reports 18-year-old Timothy Felker was indicted on one charge of second-degree terroristic threatening by a Fayette County grand jury Monday. Police say Felker had purchased an AR-15 rifle using the money his mother had given him for a tattoo. Police say three students heard Felker make threats, and the teen himself admitted to saying he would shoot up the school. Authorities seized the rifle and around 500 rounds of ammunition from Felker's home. He's pleading not guilty to the charge and will appear back in court on May 18th.
An energy company will be bringing a number of new jobs to Floyd County. WYMT reports RCL Chemical plans to build three new facilities right off Route 80, each operating with technology that cleanly converts natural gas to liquid. RCL partnered with Y2Z Infrastructure to obtain $325 million towards funding the engineering, environmental permitting, and site preparations for the first facility. Chief Operating Officer Bill Johnson says the three-stage initiative will bring 500 to 600 new jobs to the area. Engineering is expected to be completed by the end of this year, and the facilities are expected to be fully operational by 2020.
None of the candidates vying for Lexington mayor endorsed charter schools as an option for the city in Monday night's debate, apart from one, who said he would consider the move only if the public requested one. WUKY's Josh James has this story.
Under state legislation passed in 2017, the mayors of Lexington and Louisville are allowed to authorize the alternative schools, but none on the crowded panel Monday night were eager to exercise that power. This is former Vice Mayor Linda Gordon, former Mayor Teresa Isaac, and at-large Councilman Kevin Stennett.
There is no data showing that charter schools will benefit us. I do not see any need for a charter school in Fayette County. I would respect the wishes of our local school board. They are elected.
We don't need charter schools in Lexington.
Skip Horine, who is making his third run at the office, was alone in keeping the door open to the possibility.
If the public wants charter schools at some location or some part of the city, then that's something I would certainly consider and look at.
Legislation creating a funding mechanism for charter schools is set to lapse in June, and the General Assembly did not revive it before the end of this year's budget session. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins says the state's new performance-based funding model is both cumbersome and inequitable. The Moorhead Democrat says outside of increased graduation and enrollment requirements, no one completely understands the plan's funding formula, which he claims unfairly has the state's largest universities, Kentucky and Louisville, competing for dollars against schools like Moorhead State and Kentucky State, which are designed to serve constituencies from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Two universities that basically are doing everything they can to hold their own and bring hope and opportunity to people are forced now with these budget cuts and these tough situations like Eastern and Murray and everybody else, and here's what they're going to get out of this $31 million. They're going to get $0 out of that and be faced with the situation now of trying to meet the same demands.
According to Adkins, MSU faces a major hurdle in competing for performance-based funding, since it has a 22-county service region that has a declining population located in the most economically challenged part of Kentucky.
Kentucky State Police have made an educational video aimed at teaching preschool and elementary students what to do if a school shooting takes place. The video is called Be Prepared, Not Scared, and is part of the KSB's Safe School Program, designed to help educate young students on how to be safe during dangerous situations. Sergeant Josh Lawson is with the KSP. He says schools across the Commonwealth will have access to this video.
We have created this video based on a national model called Be Prepared, Not Scared, and are providing it to all Kentucky schools. We hope that this video will be a useful addition to your current school safety programs.
Lawson says it isn't uncommon for the Kentucky State Police to visit schools, but the biggest challenge is teaching younger kids about safety without scaring them.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is closing Kentucky 2017 in Lee County to replace a drainage pipe this Saturday. The closure takes place between Monica and Primrose around mile marker 1. The KTC says motorists should be prepared to take detours. Public Information Officer H.B. Elkins says drivers can use Kentucky 52, 708, or 2016 and Primrose Lane as a detour route. Elkins says the project has been delayed multiple times due to inclement weather, since when it rains, the water flows directly through those pipes.
Sometimes the pipes get clogged up or they collapse, or if they're an old concrete pipe, sometimes they'll separate. So we have to go in and replace them. It's one of the best things we can do to maintain roads, because water runoff can really cause us some problems. So we want to try to make sure that the ditches drain the way they're supposed to.
The road will be closed to all traffic from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. In case of inclement weather, the project will be postponed again.
A restaurant in downtown Moorhead is under new ownership, but customers will still be able to get a well-known classic dish. Chef Patrick Revel is handling the day-to-day operations at Pasquale's and Bakery on the Main. He says bakery will offer a more European-style bakery and coffee shop with grab-and-go pastries.
With Pasquale's, we're going to be doing the same popular items. A few items are going to change on the menu. Other sandwiches, other dishes. We're going to extend the menu, more pasta dishes, things like this. It's going to be a little while. I've got to get some new equipment, new things like this, kind of turn around.
Revel hopes customers will try some of the new menu items that will be offered in the coming weeks. The two restaurants will also add Sunday hours starting this week. And we'll have more news from your region after this message.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Rowan and surrounding counties with WKCA at 97.7 FM. All the programming of WKCA, classic country music, news, and more are available worldwide on WKCARadio.com. Apps available for both your Apple and Android devices. WKCA proudly supports Moorhead State University and Moorhead State Public Radio.
There's already been a ripple effect caused by Brady Industries' decision to build a $1.3 billion high-tech aluminum rolling mill in Greenup County. In preparation for the factory's 2020 opening, Ashland Alliance President and CEO Tim Gibbs says Brady recently acquired Massachusetts-based Velocent Metals, which will construct a supplier plant near Brady's planned facility in the East Park Industrial Center. Gibbs believes that action is just a small indicator of the great effect Brady will have on the area's economy.
If you see what's happening in this region, you're seeing an awakening of this region, but it's also kind of based on the historical premise of what we used to be as well. We have 8 times the number of metal fab workers in this region than the state average. Using that, we've been able to reach out to these companies that are lightweight material manufacturers and advanced material manufacturers and say, why wouldn't you come here? Where else can you get what we have to offer you here?
Brady Industries is expected to announce a date for a groundbreaking for its 550-employee factory at East Park in the coming days.
The Mountain Haven Emergency Shelter recently held a launch party at Moorhead to promote a new program to help neglected and abused children. The new Safe Place branch is one of 4 in the state. Mountain Haven case manager Sarah Beth Lowe says the Safe Place locations, including the new one in Moorhead, are designed to provide immediate help for kids in need.
We've been fortunate to take a little bit of time.
It's the idea that no youth in Round County will ever feel like they're alone in their struggles. We're never going to have a youth, you know, sitting and thinking about committing suicide and feeling that no one cares, or a youth who's hungry and has no one to turn to. We are hoping that youth will see Round County as a friend and a comfort rather than strangers.
The Safe Place program originated in Louisville over 35 years ago, and although it is now a nationwide program, that is still its main location.
A local group that offers services for abused children has kicked off a capital campaign to update its facility. The Gateway Children's Advocacy Center partners with the local Department of Community-Based Services and law enforcement to support kids who have been physically or sexually abused. Director Diana Rogers says the fundraising efforts will go towards replacing the HVAC unit and windows in the facility.
We've been fortunate to take a little bit of time. We've gotten additional funding from Kentucky Colonel, Toyota, those kind of things, that we've took a few out. And the ones in the back with the large windows, and they slid, and they were wood. They were beautiful, but they were very, very cold. It was just so old. So we've got some of them out, but we still have a lot through the building to replace.
GCAC hopes to raise $25,000 during this year's campaign. For more information or to make a donation, call 780-7848. Taking a look at the weather forecast for this week, tonight a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 59 degrees. Friday, a 10% chance of showers after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84. And Friday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. Current temperatures are 80 degrees in Flemingsburg, 82 degrees in Lexington, 85 degrees in Ashland, 81 degrees in Winchester, 85 degrees in Inez, and 83 degrees here in Moorhead.
Time is 4:43, and it's a hot day here on the campus of Moorhead State University, and it's good to have you with us on this Mountain Edition broadcast. In April, a group of riders from area high schools came to the campus of Moorhead State University for a Riders Day Out, a program sponsored by the Moorhead Riders Project. Over the next few weeks, we will feature authors and the pieces they created that day. On today's feature segment, we hear from three young women from Rowan County.
My name's Cecilia Miller. I'm from Round County Senior High School, and I'm a senior. My soul is a demon that pulls me into a world I've never seemed to know. I am almost nothing but thoughts crafted by the way I move. I have no voice to whisper the depressing thoughts that go through my mind. I feel wounded by the words nailed, pinned into my chest, a part of myself hidden by the walls with vines that guard me from the pain. I breathe, then let go. I am now at peace.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm from Round County Senior High School, and I am a sophomore. You can make a bad day instantly better. You make me laugh even when I felt like crap all day. You could bring out a smile in me that no one else ever could. Your face lights up the room. Your voice just makes me want to listen for hours. Your eyes electrify me. You are beautiful and smart and everything anyone could ever ask for. I met you and you rocked my world. You are everything I've ever looked for and more. When I'm near you, I'm set on fire with desire, filled with happiness and lots of laughing. You make me feel alive. You bring me to life. You are so beautiful as anybody could be. I couldn't ask for anyone better that I would want to be with forever. Holding hands, making plans, so in love with every hug. You look at me and smile that way, and it makes everything in my life okay. I long for your touch. People will talk and say stuff that what we have isn't real, and that it is wrong, and that it is a sin, that I should not love another woman. But I don't care what they say or do. I am falling in love with you. I will always love you no matter what. When I see you in my mind, all the burdens in my life seem to unwind. One thing to me that is insanely divine is whenever you press your soft lips to mine. I always bring a smile to my face. I would not want to be any other place except right here with you, seeing what beautiful look on your face. I hold you in my arms with all my love, even if tomorrow would never come. Seeing you lie there, looking into your eyes for another slight moment, another tear comes to my eye. For when I look at you the way you do me, I never feel more sure that what we have is a love between you and me and is always and forever meant to be.
My name is Emma Crouch, and I go to Round County Senior High School, and I'm a freshman. And my poem is called I'm a Feminist. I'm a feminist not because I hate men or think that I'm better, but because out there, beyond the rolling hills, misty mountains, and blue seas, there is a girl being forced into marriage, or a boy who's being told that he cannot cry because he is a man, and frankly, it is unjust. My father did not love me any less when I made the decision to cut off all my hair. My mother did not scream at me whenever I refused to wear a skirt or a dress. This is how it should be. Do not tell me to sit still and look pretty simply because it is ladylike. Do not tell a boy that he cannot play with a doll because it will make him any less than he is. I am a feminist, not because I hate men or because I think that I am better, but because I believe in equality.
That was Cecilia Miller, Jessica, and Emma Crouch of Rowan County Senior High School. Time is 4:47. You're tuned into our Mountain Edition broadcast here at Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, at 90.3 FM. Braxton Howard has been keeping an eye on your sports headlines. He's coming up after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Morehead and the Morehead Police Department, sponsoring an armored truck pull at the Moonlight Stage on Saturday, May 26th. Activities begin at 9 a.m. and the truck pull at 10. Team trophies for fastest time, team costumes, largest team, dead last, and more. Proceeds support the Round County Special Olympics. Forms available from the Morehead Police Department or by calling Kim Fannin at 513-658-8080.
The Reds walk off. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds and New York Mets played their rubber match of their three-game series this afternoon at Great American Ballpark. The Reds got the 2-1 win thanks to Adam Duvall's walk-off homer in the 10th inning. While there haven't been many bright spots for the 10-27 Reds this season, third baseman Eugenio Suarez has provided some highlights lately. He's hitting over 300 since his return from the disabled list 6 games ago. Last night, he drove in 4 runs, giving him 18 since being activated.
I feel great. I just try to do my work, try to help my team wins, try to drive me a lot of runners, and that's it, man. I don't want to put a pressure on me. I just try to do what I do all the time.
The Reds start a series against the Dodgers in Los Angeles tomorrow. Some other scores from around baseball this afternoon. Cleveland beat Milwaukee 6-2. The White Sox are up on Pittsburgh 4-2 in the 8th inning. The Cubs are blowing out Miami 10-1. The Angels are up on Colorado 4-0 in the 4th. And Houston and Oakland are still scoreless in the 3rd inning. The Reds hope a newly acquired pitcher will help their struggling starting rotation. The Reds yesterday sent backup catcher Devin Mesoraco to the Mets in return for 29-year-old right-hander Matt Harvey. The former All-Star was dealt by New York after starting the season with an 0-2 record and an ERA of 7 in 8 games, including 4 starts. Cincy GM Dick Williams, though, thinks Harvey still has the makings of being an effective starter.
It's not like the stuff has disappeared. You know, there is stuff there. The velocity's been good. We really like the changeup. And, you know, it may be more of a pitch mix and approach than a big mechanical change.
Williams says Harvey will join the Reds starting rotation almost immediately. Baseball saw its third no-hitter of the young season last night. Seattle lefty James Paxton struck out 7 and walked 3 as the Mariners beat the Blue Jays 5-0. The fact that his big night happened in Toronto was a big deal for Paxton, a Canadian who hails from British Columbia.
It's very special, you know. I mean, of all places, do it in Toronto. That's pretty amazing. And, you know, the fans were great. They were giving me some trouble in, like, the seventh inning. But then once I got past that, they started kind of cheering me on, and it was cool.
It was the sixth no-hitter in Mariners history. One other note from baseball, the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox will face each other for 2 regular season games next June at London's Olympic Stadium. Boston will serve as the home team for both contests. The Morehead State softball team starts OVC tournament play in just a bit down in Oxford, Alabama. The tournament's 8-seeded squad, the Eagles, will face top-seeded Eastern Kentucky at 6:30. Coach David Williams admits beating the Colonels won't be easy for MSU.
Yeah, big key for us is when we get people in scoring position, we need to get them across the plate. I mean, that's going to be the key for us.
Meanwhile, the OVC has named its 2018 All-Conference softball team. MSU pitcher Chelsea McManaway was a first-team pick. The senior lefty has 16 wins this season, an ERA of 1.68, along with a school record of 264 strikeouts in just 179 innings. The NBA Conference Finals could be set tonight with a Celtics win. They'll try to knock off Philadelphia at 8 in the Garden. With the series getting more chippy and heated with each game, Celtics head coach Brad Stevens says it's important for his team to remember to keep their composure.
I think you have to play with a chip, but you have to play with poise. It's a fine line, obviously. Yeah, I think that that's the right way to put it. But, you know, it's funny because as these series go on, it's always like, is this series getting chippy? Well, yeah, they all do. Every series gets chippy, and when you're playing a team 5 straight times, it's going to be that way. You know, to play open gym, get chippy after 5 straight games, so it's just the way it goes. You have to maintain your voice.
If Boston wins, they'll face Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals next week. A Philly win would force a Game 6. Houston and Golden State have already punched their tickets to the West Finals. That series starts next Monday. The number 2 ranked point guard in the 2019 class, Tyrese Maxey, will make his college decision in just a few minutes at 5 o'clock. Kentucky is the heavy favorites to land the 5-star, and many expect him to reclassify to the 2018 class. With Quade Green and Jabon Baker returning for sophomore years, along with guards Keldon Johnson, Emmanuel Quickley, and Tyler Hero already in the 18 class, the Cats could be guard heavy, but 5-star point guard Emmanuel Quickley says the competition doesn't bother him.
Yeah, I'm really excited to play whoever's there, honestly. And I think it just speaks to, you know, Coach Cal, because, you know, he's pretty much had teams like this already. There was the year where they had the Harrison twins, Tyler Ulis, Devin Booker, and he got them all to play together, and they reached the Final Four. So, and pretty much all of them are in the league. So it just speaks to his ability to coach and get guys to play together.
Ashton Hagans, the number 1 point guard in the 2019 class, is already committed to Kentucky and is also considering reclassifying to the 2018 class. A veteran member of the Cincinnati Bengals has some good news for the team's fans. They can expect a good 2018 campaign. Wide receiver Brandon LaFell is among those players taking part in voluntary offseason workouts at Paul Brown Stadium. LaFell believes, from what he's seen, the Bengals are primed for a bounce-back year.
I definitely have high expectations this year because we got a lot of talent on this team, and I feel like if everybody can stay healthy, everybody come in and learn the offense and go out there and play fast and gel now instead of waiting until 2 or 3 games into the season to start gelling, I think we can be really good this year.
The Bengals start minicamp on Friday. Yesterday, they acquired rookie wide receiver Caron White off Seattle's waiver wire. In 3 seasons at West Virginia, White caught 124 passes and scored 7 touchdowns. Finally, in sports, some other notes from the NFL. San Francisco 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster has entered a not guilty plea to charges of domestic violence stemming from a February incident at his home in San Jose involving his former girlfriend. Also, the NFL has suspended Saints running back Mark Ingram for 4 games for using PEDs, and Chicago's top draft pick, ex-Georgia linebacker Raquan Smith, says he recently had several items stolen from his car, including his Bears-issued iPad. At sports for WMKY, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Baseball welcomes Western Carolina at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, May 16th. They will close out their regular season hosting Tennessee Tech for 3 games, May 17th through 19th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hayward Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as energy shares jumped on the back of a strong rally in oil prices. The move higher follows President Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 182.33 at 24,542.54. The S&P 500 was up 25.87 at 2697.79, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 73 at 7339.90. The energy sector was up 2% as crude oil made a big move up, and technology shares also boosted the broad index, rising 1.4%. Industrials, financials, and materials also jumped. Chevron and ExxonMobil both rose more than 1.5%, while the Energy Select Sector Spider Fund, or XLE, gained 2%. Trump said yesterday that the U.S. would be walking away from the Iran deal and that sanctions on the Middle Eastern country would be reinstated. In the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, this was a campaign promise that Trump had pledged. The reaction overseas was mixed. There were some countries in the Middle East that supported and commended what the U.S. did, while U.S. allies in Europe backed away from siding with the U.S. in this particular situation with Iran. And the president of Iran himself said that his country would continue to commit to the nuclear deal, according to various news sources. The 10-year Treasury yield broke above the 3% mark today, a level that recently put markets on edge. The 2-year note yield also traded at its highest level in nearly a decade. In corporate news, Walmart dropped 3.1%. The retailer stock fell after it agreed to buy 77% of Flipkart for $16 billion, and Flipkart is an e-commerce company based in India. In the commodities markets, oil was actually up 3.2% to finish at $71.25 a barrel. Gold was down $1 an ounce, finishing at $1,312.70 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stock 600 index up 0.625%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, as the Nikkei was down 0.4%, while the Hang Seng in Hong Kong was up 0.4%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Dow, DuPont, and GE, while the worst performers were Walmart and Disney. In the S&P 500, the best performers were TripAdvisor and Electronic Arts, and the worst performers were Monster Beverage and Coty. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 90 cents at $74.18, CSX up $1.68 at $62.25, Marathon Petroleum up $1.80 at $77.11, AEP down 36 cents at $66.27, AK Steel down 6 cents at $4.38, and Kroger was up 27 cents to finish at $24.36. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located on Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. The rotating trailer schedule is online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Taking another look at this week's weather forecast, tonight a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 63 degrees. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 81. Thursday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 59. Friday, a 10% chance of showers after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Friday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 66. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Saturday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Sunday night, it'll be a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65 degrees. It is 80 degrees in Flemingsburg, 82 degrees in Lexington, 85 degrees in Ashland, 81 degrees in Winchester, 85 degrees in Inez, and 83 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Jacob Lindberg, Logan Pemberton, Peyton Stewart, Brian Courtney, Kenzie Thompson, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh James contributed to our report. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke came in with our stock report. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's very own Leanne Akers. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Sean Delaney for WMKY News. All Things Considered is up next. It's 5 o'clock.